You're listening to CKUT 90.3 on the dial. And up next, we have an interview about news coming out just earlier today when Quebec's Housing Tribunal released their rent increase estimates at 5.9% for an unheated unit. It's almost double what tenants were seeing in the 2010s. The figures are used by the tribunal, more commonly known as the TAL, to decide on a tenant's rent in the case of a dispute. But they're more often used by landlords and tenants looking to come up with a ballpark on an acceptable rent increase, meaning tenants may be hit with notices of record high rent hikes next month. Joining me by phone to break down the news is Amy Darwish, coordinator at the Comité d'Action de Parc Extension, the Parc X Housing Committee, and member of the RECLAC, Quebec's umbrella organization for tenants' rights. Amy, are you hearing me all right?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on CKUT. Just to get us started, you know, we're looking with the news today at a 5.9% rental increase here. How big is this really, and what does it mean for renters in Montreal?
It's pretty huge. Last year was already saw record rent increases pretty much across Quebec, and this year is looking like it's going to be even worse. Keep in mind, like, a 5.9% rent increase would mean if you pay $1,000 a month in rent, that's already a minimum of $59 a month more that you would have to pay. It's also important to keep in mind that beyond that, landlords might also take into account things like changes in municipal taxes, major works of the building to raise rents even more. And then even beyond that, many of them use the indicators just as a suggestion, and many take advantage of the context of rents being even higher to push for increases that are much higher than that. We're anticipating that many people are going to be getting really high increases over the next couple of months, and we're anticipating that this is going to mean an enormous amount of precarity and stress for a lot of tenants.
Yeah, I mean, when I usually talk about these figures, I say something like, this is the TAL's rent increase guidelines, but I understand that that's not quite right. I was reminded earlier today by their spokesperson, Denis Miron, that, quote, the tribunal only applies this method in order to identify the annual percentages that it must use when processing rent setting applications, which I think is very formal language for, you know, a statement saying, if you go to the TAL to argue with your landlord to dispute a rent increase, this is what gets used. But more broadly, what role do these numbers play in setting rents for tenants across the province?
Yes, I mean, I'd say it's very official language to say there's no renting control really in Quebec. So like I was saying, these indicators are sort of often used as suggestions. There's absolutely nothing that compels landlords to use them. If it goes to the tribunal, it's what will be used in calculating an increase. But in reality, there's many reasons why a rent increase case might never get there in the first place. There's a huge, huge power imbalance between landlords and tenants in the first place, and that's made a lot worse by the context of the housing crisis that we're in. In a situation where many people are facing evictions, in a situation where affordable rent is really, really scarce, many tenants really hesitate to rock the boat with their landlord and hesitate to contest even abusive rent increases out of fear that it's going to spark a conflict with their landlord and could set into the forces into motion that might culminate in them being evicted. So in reality, what often ends up happening is tenants end up agreeing to increases that are much, much higher than they should have.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if you could talk about what you're seeing in Parc X. You know, this is a neighborhood that has traditionally been a low-income neighborhood, a landing stage for a lot of immigrants to Canada. What will a 5.9% increase do for the tenants that you work with there?
I mean, it already people are kind of being stretched to their limits by rent, by skyrocketing rents and the increases in cost of living. We're seeing a lot of people who are paying almost all of their income in rent, who are having to take on second or third jobs to make ends meet, who are having to share their apartment with two or three other families. Another thing we started to see is more and more people coming in for things like filing a shelter allowance application or negotiating their bill payment with Hydro-Quebec, like really just anything to find a way to make ends meet.
Groups like the RECLAC, but also the Provincial Liberal Party, have critiqued the method for coming up with these guidelines, which looks at the increase in landlords' costs and revenues according to the Consumer Price Index. The Cabinet for Housing Minister Francilène Duronceau said in a statement that the method of setting rent is based on economic data and that the TAL is independent in the application of its regulations. A TAL spokesperson, meanwhile, wrote that any change to the method depends on the provincial government. Here's what Darwish had to say when asked about the calculations.
So one thing to keep in mind is the way that the TAL calculates rent increases is actually super pro-landlord. Part of what it does is it looks at the increase in net revenue, which itself is in part calculated on the basis of increases in rent. In other words, if the rents were very high the year before, they will be even higher the subsequent year. It creates an incentive, obviously, for landlords to keep hiking the rents as much as they can. But more importantly, most of all, what it does is it creates this vicious circle, and it often sets, and it's setting the stage right now for runaway rent inflation.
So obviously you're speaking as a member of the ParkX Housing Committee, but also as a member of the RECLAC, this umbrella tenants' rights organization in the province. I know that the RECLAC has spoken about this before. What is a better solution in your view to kind of set the, you know, scale on rent increases in Quebec?
So we think first and foremost, there just needs to be a rent freeze put in place. We need to be giving tenants a break. And most of all, we need to take the time to reset how this is being done. In particular, not just the review, the calculation around rent increases, but to put in place a real system of rent control, which includes a lease registry, which includes a ceiling for rent increases. It's something that's been done before. In Quebec, in Ontario during the pandemic, they put in place a one-year rent freeze, and, you know, and the sky absolutely didn't fall. It's absolutely something that can't, that is realistic and feasible and needs to be done.
Going back to the announcement from today, you know, if I'm a tenant and next month I get a notice of a rent increase of around 6%, even though my landlord hasn't done things like necessary repairs, do I have to accept it? Like, if I try to fight it at the TAL, are they just going to point to this number and say, well, tough? Like, what are my options here?
So I'd say first and foremost, you always have, like, tenants always have the right to contest a rent increase, and they have the right to stay in their homes, even if they do. The TAL makes a calculation, but I think it's important to keep in mind that often landlords ask for much more than they're supposed to. It makes sense to maybe try to take some time to respond, to do the calculation. I also think it's important to remember that we have strength in numbers. Often if a landlord is trying to hike a rent abusively for you, others in your building may be in the same situation. Talk to your neighbors, organize together, and most of all, it's, you know, continue to mobilize for rent freeze and things that will actually protect tenants.
And when you say do the calculation, you mean like the big online form that asks tenants, you know, all these kinds of bits of information about how much your landlord spent on repairs and tax hikes and things like that?
Yeah, most local, pretty much every neighborhood housing committee will have tools to help tenants estimate their rent increase. This is out, like, we encourage people to get in touch with their local tenant, their local housing committee, if they need support in estimating what an increase could look like. You know, that's not something you have to do alone.
Amy Darwish, thank you so much for joining us on CKUT.
Thanks so much, Jules.
And that was Amy Darwish from the Comité d'Action de Parc Extension, the Parc Extension Housing Committee. You've been listening to the Local Journal's Administrative Roundup here on CKUT.